This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This isn't necessarily my business, but how many streaming accounts do you have? General answer is fine, maybe more or less than you can count on one hand. How about that? Point is, there's a whole lot of competition out there in the streaming space right now. See also Netflix and its quarterly earnings report today. It lost subscribers globally in the first quarter and expects subscriber loss to accelerate in the next couple of months. Shares are down more than 40% this year, and one of the many questions that the company is going to face almost certainly is going to be how it will replace all that lost subscriber revenue. So what about ads, huh? Marketplace's Matt Levin took a look at that.
Jay Rutkowski used to have a streaming seasonal romance with Logan Roy.
HBO is one of those services that we typically subscribe to for like 4 months at a time when a new season of a show we like comes out.
Rutkowski was willing to pay $15 a month for a fling with Succession on HBO Max. A year felt too expensive. But when a cheaper ad-supported version came out, Rutkowski ponied up for a longer-term relationship. He doesn't love the ads, but
it's less annoying than watching on traditional TV.
HBO, Disney Plus, and other big streamers are now becoming more okay with ads, hoping to lure more price-conscious consumers. Netflix has held out, partly because it fears damaging relationships with subscribers, says Michael Smith, a marketing professor at Carnegie Mellon.
It potentially damages the storytelling, and it potentially dilutes the brand.
Netflix has spent lots of money for prestige movies. Martin Scorsese may not want Flo from Progressive making cameos in The Irishman. But there's a less artistic reason Netflix may be reluctant to go commercial, says Matthew Bellany at Puck News.
The advertisers are going to want to know who's watching the content, and you're going to have to start releasing more detailed consumption data.
Audience data that Netflix has traditionally hoarded like gold. But Bellany says Netflix isn't just competing against other streaming services. Across the pond, there are already signs it's competing against gas and groceries.
Lots of people in the UK are canceling their subscription service due to inflation fears.
Of course, there's a precedent for paying a base rate for television with commercials, cable. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.